Alicia Kapoor is connected to a ventilator and under 24-hour care. She's been at the Children's Hospital at Westmead in Sydney for four of her nearly 5 years. Her father, Raj Kapoor, says the hospital has become the family's second home.
I think two houses, one here and one there. This is my second house. My wife, she stayed, I think, almost 1.5 years or more in the hospital, 24-7. But then other kids start getting sicker, and my wife, she also gets sick. Then we decided, on and off. But still, we come every day.
Alicia has a medical condition where her lungs do not inflate. Her doctor, Chetan Pandit, explains the disease.
Alicia has a very rare lung disorder. It's a genetic disorder called surfactant protein C deficiency. The lungs are lined by this protein called surfactant, and that ensures that the lungs actually remain inflated. In her condition, there is no surfactant protein C. So as a result, her lungs actually collapse like a balloon. So they just completely, and that's why she is continuously ventilated, because she needs that ventilatory support.
The condition is so rare that fewer than 10 children have it in Australia. Alicia needs a lung transplant, but because of her size, it's safer to transplant a new heart at the same time. Dr. Pandit explains why.
Now, technically, it is very difficult for the surgeons, for the cardiothoracic surgeons, to separate the lung from the heart. So as a result, in her case, it will need to be the lung and the heart together, because technically, it is much better to do it as a block transplant rather than separating just the lungs.
And while Alicia will become the youngest heart-lung transplant recipient in Australia, her heart is actually healthy. It means that when she does receive her new heart and lungs, Alicia will be able to donate her own heart and save another young life. Her father says it's a conversation everyone should have.
We feel very good, like someone will save my kid and my kid will save someone else. But it's good for everyone should be a donor. Like, it's like a precious gift for life. Maybe someone save someone's life. It's very hard to decide when someone in hospital to be a donor. It's a very difficult time, I think, for families to be on the donor list when someone in hospital. I think everyone should talk beforehand, something can happen to me or to anyone, anytime. It's too good to be before you think about it, like helping someone.
In 2016, more than 1,700 lives were saved by 503 deceased organ donors and their families and 267 living donors. Transplant Australia CEO Chris Thomas says organ donation is about leaving a legacy.
It all relies on the generosity of Australians to make that decision when they're alive that they wish to leave a legacy behind and give other people, a chance to live, and then for their families to confirm that decision.
Alicia's been on the waiting list for nearly 12 months. Her family doesn't know when the call will come, but when it does, she'll have to fly to Melbourne for the transplant. The family will have to move there for up to 4 months as Alicia begins rehabilitation. It'll be the first step to getting Alicia out of the Children's Hospital at Westmead and back home, where she can start to make her dreams come true.
Go home, she can go normal life, go to school with her sister and play with the flag. Go around. She dreamed to go to London, see a London Bridge. Maybe I can take her one day.
There's a long road ahead for Alicia and her family, and they can't see the end yet. But the Kapoors are packed and ready for when the life-changing call comes. Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.